Case number 10672, Edgar and Judith Kaufman, south of Route 54, east of Hickory Lane, being Lot 20, Subdivision 4, within Kenwick Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Names and addresses, please.
Ed Kaufman, 38420 Hickory Lane, Shelbyville, Delaware.
Kaufman.
Same name.
Same address.
And do you both swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. we're asking for a variance for the house. This house was purchased by my parents in 72, so it's been in the family for a number of years. It was actually built in 68. In 1992, my mother applied for a permit here through Georgetown to add a second floor on. She put a second floor on the building. But it was after that, and I'm not sure exactly when the year was, 3 or 4 years after that, we found out there was a footing problem, and one corner of the house was sinking. It was a couple inches, and we thought that was probably the only issue. But as it turned out, the whole house was really sinking. The footings had to be redone. My mother lived until, and then in 1995, my wife and I assumed the responsibility of property. My mother lived until, she lived there until 2008. She lived till 2009. And we did no further work. Once we found out the footings were trashed, we were trying to make a decision whether we were going to tear the house down or what, but we weren't going to do anything as long as my mother was alive. In 2009, early in the year, she passed away. The house was ours. And in September of that year, we got a application, and we redid the foundation, lifted the house, redid the outside, redid the inside. We did a fair amount of work. So in that process, when the house was originally built, it was with the dimensions have not changed from where they were originally. It, in fact, we, on the neighbor's side, where we're asking for a, on the side variance, it was a 3.8 foot variance on the side. And in the front, we're asking for a 3.3 variance. And when they set the house back down, there was a little additional room to come out, about 6 inches, which we took off when we redid this remodel work. And so actually, we're not as close to the neighbor's house as what we were originally. And again, the house has been there since 68.
It's basically in the same place. Unfortunately, you have to lift it up.
We did. Which work's already been done. I come here and applied for the permit in last year, and was told that as long as I didn't change the footing,
the footprint
of the house, that you know there was no problem. And then once I got the work all done, they said, since you put a second floor on in '92, we wanted you to come in front of this board and apply for a variance. But no, the house is exactly where it was since 1968. The difference is we added a second floor years ago, or my mother did, and then we lifted the house up 10 foot, took the footings out, brought it up to code for the flood code height-wise and venting, and all the plumbing was ripped out, all the electrical. There's a fair amount of work.
CO in
92? There was never an occupancy permit. The work was stopped. It was the
92?
The work was stopped somewhere after that. I forget exactly when.
You said a second floor was added in 92. Then you're saying that never really got completed?
It was added, and the outside was added, but inside it was basically storage. There wasn't a whole lot in there.
So was a permit applied for then?
There was a permit applied for in 1992, and then from 1992 up until 1999, they continued to renew the permit each year that it expired, but a CO was never issued.
So your mother basically stopped working on it, or had
the work stopped? It was a tough decision whether we were going to keep the house or tear it down. And back then,
So that was when you discovered that the foundation was sinking.
What's that again?
That was when you discovered back then that the foundation was sinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometime after 92. I'm not exactly sure when it was. It was with my mother. If I wanted a house green, she wanted a blue, you know. So we sort of just decided to wait until she was gone and then go ahead and redo the house. So there was a pause in there for a fair amount of time.
How did this get caught? Variances.
What's that again?
I just found out about the variances. It was off.
When I come down to apply for the, and it wasn't really a occupancy permit.
Certificate of occupancy.
Certificate of occupancy, they call it.
Compliance.
They told me they wanted me to go through this because in 92 we put the second floor on. It didn't make much sense to me, but.
Basically, they told us when we tried to apply for the certificate of compliance that we needed a variance because the house was closer to the road on the front than the code allows and closer to the side than the code allows. But
yeah,
that's where the house was built.
If the house was built in 68 was fine and never needed
right.
a variance because it predated zoning. But then once you add to it, even though you're going up, if you're using that same footprint, a variance should have been required back in 92 or thereabouts. So that's why you're being asked to do that now.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I did receive one letter in favor.
Okay. And the record states that there's one letter was received in favor. So again, hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated that the property and the house are unique in many ways. I think the request is they've also suggested is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that it's been there on that same footprint since 68 prior to our ordinance. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant, but the applicant's mother. Won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and at least in my opinion, I don't believe that since it's been there that long. And a minimum to afford relief as it is right now. In fact, slightly less of a encroachment or what have you than before because they did remove part of the home. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,672.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,672. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you. Thank you.